You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. As you're adjusting the dial on your radio, it might take you a second to realize the song you're listening to is religious. If it weren't for buzzwords like God or holy, maybe we'd never know. Kalamazoo musician and Unitarian Daryl Liacono will perform at People's Church tomorrow. In his new album, Those Who Remain, a lot of those popular words are missing. Liacono says he wanted to create something that all spiritual people could relate to.
It's probably just a reflection of who I am as a person and how I see the world. So I would say this is a very earth-based spirituality in the sense that it's not that it's incompatible with faith in God or a higher power, but it's more about what actually happens here in our relationships with others, in our relationship with the earth, with the things that are here around us that help us feel connected and that help us be survivors rather than victims of difficult experiences. So the album does sing or deal very directly with issues of loss, with death, as well as with other kinds of losses. But I should emphasize, it's not a downer album by any means. In fact, I think anybody listening to it would tell you that it's a very uplifting kind of idea.
Life is just a journey I've been told. Breathe it in and watch it all unfold. Well, sometimes on that journey you might find you need to roam to heal your heart or feed your soul.
Was there anything that spurred you to focus that around loss?
Yeah, that would be loss. Over that period of time, we've lost, my partner and I have lost three of our parents, and actually only two of them before the songs were finished, but I was very much in anticipation that my mom was going to probably die soon, and she did actually die in August. So there were a lot of losses. We had a couple of friends who died young from cancer. We lost our first dog. So when all those things kind of add up to you in your midlife, you start to reflect upon that. And if you're a writer, then you kind of want to find some way to express those experiences and how, again, how we survive, how we move through them, and what makes life meaningful in that process.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, you know, these are things that you hear about when you're young, that people talk about that as we get older, we start to lose more folks. And so it's life. It's we all are only here temporarily. I'm fortunate, I think, that I have a way to express, to react to those losses in a very direct way.
But I'll stand here with those who remain.
Did you grow up as a Unitarian?
Not at all. No, not at all. I think I came to Unitarianism kind of for what I've been talking about, and I think the album in some ways reflects that I spent a lot of time in my younger adulthood being angry about things, I had been taught, the things that didn't make sense to me anymore. It was about what I didn't believe or what I didn't like. And at some point in my 40s, I decided I wanted my life to be about what I did like, and also about what it is that we all as human beings have that connects us rather than separates us. And so I think that aspect of Unitarianism appealed to me, and I think that aspect is also a part of my music. So if you're looking for songs that are not kind of anti-finger-pointing kind of songs, this is a good kind of album to listen to.
We're survivors in a world of change. We believe that love remains.
Daryl Liacono will perform songs off his new album, Those Who Remain, at People's Church. He'll be at their annual holiday bazaar tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 o'clock. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.